Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ramon Ray back on the show. Ramon is a longtime, more than 10-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the marketing and technology evangelist. He's been doing this for a long time, and so many people call on him for his expertise and his perspectives. He's got the author of a number of books, including The Facebook Guide to Small Business Marketing, including Technology Solutions for Growing Small Businesses, and many others. He's our good friend, Ramon Ray. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you for having me back. It's always good to be back here. I feel like I've been doing this show longer than you have.
Almost. Hey, Ramon, I'm glad you're here. Let's talk about... Now you're associated with Infusionsoft.
Absolutely.
And, of course, your own website is smallbiztechnology.com.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But Infusionsoft recently conducted a survey of several hundred small business owners. Why did you do that survey, and what did you find?
Well, we did the survey for two things, Jim. We wanted, of course, to know about our own customers, our own market, and have intelligence.
Right.
But we generally, as you know, Jim, you know our company to a degree, we love small business. And I think the only way to really keep up the pace on what small businesses are doing is to study them. So
right.
Those are the two reasons why. What we found, Jim,
that is words for every small business owner to live by.
Mm.
Because what you just said is we needed to know what our customers were thinking, what they were up to, what they expected, so we could learn how to serve them. And if every small business would do exactly what you just said, we would have fewer small business failures. So good for you for not only doing this, but for being a good example.
No, I appreciate that. You're right, and I think it's important. And again, our customers, but even the market overall, you know, the millions out there who we're not reaching yet.
Yep.
But we can talk about this today, Jim, and thanks for the opportunity. I mean, it's basically four small business types, and I'll just recap them.
All right, so... So you polled, what, 700 or 800 small businesses?
A little over 800 small businesses, asking them who they were, why they got in business, what drives them, what their passion is, and a variety of questions to distill down what makes them tick and move forward.
So you said, tell us about your entrepreneurial journey. Where did you start? How did you get on the bus? How did you get on the train, so to speak? How many stops have you made along the way?
That's right.
Which car did you ride in? Which one did you feel most comfortable in? When are you going to get off?
Exactly.
All those kinds of questions.
Right. And being a techie company, this was not a survey, Jim, talking about just technology and social media was a part of that, but about their finances, about their families, about...
Right. The holistic,
you know, the whole 360.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you discovered that there are four kinds. You broke your responses down. You were able to kind of put them into four vessels, right?
Correct. That is correct.
And so talk to us about those four.
Sure. Four main buckets, Jim, are the freedom seekers. And the freedom seekers are one who started their small businesses quite purposely and wanted that independence of time or money and overall not to work for someone else. They wanted to chart their own course.
All right. Now, these are the people who say, I'm going to start my own business so I don't have a boss anymore. I don't like my boss. And then they become a small business owner, and they realize that everybody is their boss now.
You know, Jim, that is so true. And I must say, to this Freedom Seekers group, part of it was, I can be my own boss, but also just, I wanted to, and some people, of course, are that rebellious freak like me, but others just say, I want to wake up when I want, or I don't want to work on Sundays, or whatever it may be.
Well, for me, I wasn't so much a freedom seeker. That wasn't the one I fit into in your list here. I'll tell you that in a minute.
Okay.
But in terms of freedom seeking, I did want to be able to determine my own future.
Yes.
For 23 years, I was a good employee, and somebody else determined my future.
Mm.
And so that was how I identify with the freedom seekers.
Right, got it, okay.
So, all right, freedom seekers, all right, next one.
Yep, so second one is the passionate creators. And I think that's where I identified with, Jim. I worked at the United Nations for 17 years,
right.
Great organization. But the passionate seekers, the second category, Jim, they started their business because of the love of what they're creating.
Right.
If they love numbers, maybe they became an accountant. If they love bread, they became a baker. And we found, Jim, that this is one of the most passionate, most exciting categories. But, Jim, between you and I, it's also dangerous.
Right.
Because the passion people, as you know, they know how to craft good wooden stairs.
But they might not necessarily know how to run a business.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, then you got the third one.
Yes, the third one then is the struggling survivors. And these are those, Jim, many of who listen on your show, they got fired recently or due to whatever reason, they just had to start a business by force.
This
they didn't want to do it.
This is what kept me in the backside and made me do what I did 25 years ago.
Interesting.
I got downsized twice in 18 months.
And you said it's enough? I said,
I don't need any help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself. And I started
right.
my business. And then the last one, legacy builders.
Exactly.
Tell us about those guys.
Yeah, Legacy Builder, Jim, it's all about those who want to leave something for their families.
Yeah, even with the kids. So we're going to come back and spend a little more time with these categories and help you see yourself. So you're going to see yourself in one of these, I promise you. 20 Tail, right back with Ramon Ray. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. And you know
some good old boy. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.